Hello.
Hi, good afternoon. How are you doing today?
Good. Who's calling?
Yes, my name is Miles. I'm actually reaching out from RDI Diamonds. Is this Kathy I'm speaking to?
It is. It's Kathy.
Oh, hi, Kathy. I just wanted to give you guys a quick call because I'm taking over the account for Fernando. I'm sure you've spoken with him maybe once or twice before.
I have. Uh-huh.
Oh, awesome. Yeah, so the reason I'm taking over is because, unfortunately, Fernando's father died very unexpectedly. So he, unfortunately, is no longer working with us due to the shock of it, the situation.
Oh,
so.
Okay. Yeah.
Yeah,
okay.
So it's a very sad situation.
Very sad.
Right, so that's part of the reason why I'm taking over. And since it's the holiday season, I wanted to give you guys a call to not only introduce myself, but just to see if there's any way I can help you guys out, whether it's an item for stock, you have a call for a diamond recently, anything like that that I can help you out with today.
Not at this moment, but I will reach out if I need something. But
of course,
we're pretty fully stocked right now.
And I love that for you, all right? You're a smart jeweler. You got all the stuff you need for the holidays, so you're prepared. Love that.
We're prepared. We may be a little over-prepared, but we're prepared.
Hey, I would rather be over-prepared in a snowstorm versus wearing a T-shirt and shorts.
That's absolutely. Well, it's too cold to do that here.
Oh, my God. It's so cold out here. Like, we're based out in New York right now. It's
I know.
So cold.
You all are. You about like us as far as temperatures, only probably colder. Yes.
Yeah, it's so much colder. Yeah, it's been brutal the last few days. I think my beer got frozen the other day. That was awful.
I know it is. So, but I appreciate you calling. And if we do need anything, I do reach out.
Of course. I do have two quick questions. I won't pitch anything to you, I promise. I just wanted to kind of understand the store a little bit better, so I know how to help you whenever that call does come.
Okay.
You guys focus more on natural labs.
More on natural. But we do have labs.
Okay,
just
you do have
not
labs.
We don't have I don't have a whole case full of labs, if that makes sense.
So,
but I'm adding more at times.
So you primarily, if I'm understanding correctly, you primarily call out for labs if necessary. Is that really kind of situation?
I pretty much do. I do keep some in white and yellow. But as far as a big overabundance of them, no, I do not. So
you mostly do lab jewelry, not so much lab stones, right?
Right. Exactly.
Okay.
Yeah,
okay.
I do the lab jewelry because that's what people are looking for. When I'm just a little retail jewelry store in a small town. Yeah.
Okay.
So I don't keep a lot of stones. I mean, I've probably got more natural stones right now than I do lab stones as far as loose or something I can turn into something else.
Yeah, sure. Okay. And then, so since you mentioned jewelry, do you do custom work or is it mostly kind of like you said, retail where it's primarily finished already?
It's primarily finished, but my jeweler will do some one-offs if we need it done.
Okay.
We need the one. I waited too many years to get into this to do it because I worked in the bank for 44 years. So,
oh, wow.
But my husband started it, so when I retired, I took it over for him because he wasn't well, and then he passed away 4 years ago. So it is mine. But it's not that I don't know jewelry pretty much, but it's too old. I'm too old to go back to school.
Well,
I don't want to learn how to be a jeweler, and I don't want to learn how to be a gemologist right now. So,
no, that's
anyway.
Fair. I totally respect that. No, that. No, I don't blame you. School's hard. No matter how smart you are, it's hard. So I totally agree.
It is hard. Yes, it is. So I encourage younger people to do it, though.
Yeah.
So.
Okay. I definitely recommend schooling more as, like, if you have a passion for something, you definitely got to go into school for it. But if it's something kind of like a not, it's kind of like you're just showing up to be there, it's a different story for sure.
Right. For sure. Mm-hmm. So. Mm-hmm. Yeah,
okay.
But just a small town, kind of a little boutique jewelry store. We don't do a lot of repeat stuff. I mean, we're kind of one-of-a-kind things. So,
okay.
Yeah, so we've done pretty well with that, and we do quite a bit of state stuff. So, but the majority is basically kind of retail, but we do have a couple of casefuls of estate stuff, so it does well.
All right.
Yeah, we've just kind of got a blend. That's what I call it.
Got a little bit of everything, right?
Uh-huh. A little bit.
That's
yep.
lovely to hear. And I know you mentioned estate sales. So here at RDI, we primarily focus on diamonds and finished goods, right? But we
right.
have a sister company called MBJ Advantage. I don't know if Fernando ever talked to you about that.
Yeah, maybe touch base just a little bit. I never got a lot of information on it. So.
Okay. So I can send an email based on that, but I'll give you kind of like a Cliff Notes version. It's basically a company that focuses mostly on estate jewelry or high-end fine jewelry. So
uh-huh.
if you're ever looking for something or have a customer kind of looking for something kind of unique, kind of out there, off-the-wall type of stuff that you don't
uh-huh.
have, I can almost guarantee you they're going to have it because they have
okay.
a wide inventory of different things, whether it's estate, high-end jewelry, fine pieces, or even one-of-a-kind jewelry. So
okay.
they've got everything you need on that website. And I'll be your rep for that company as well.
Okay,
company.
So will I get pictures like in prices on that website?
Yeah, so what I could do is, let me see how that would work. So what we would do is set up an account for you. Did Fernando ever send an account for RDI inventory as well for you on our website?
I've never been able to sign in. If I call, they'll send it to me, but I've not been able to sign in.
Okay,
so.
Let me see what emails that we have for you. So we have the Jefferstone at yahoo.com. Is that the best email?
No, it is not. I
okay.
hardly ever use that one anymore. I use,
okay.
you know, I've gotten used to one, and it's if you'll change it, it's
mm-hmm.
it's the letter K,
mm-hmm.
Sheets, SHEETS,
mm-hmm.
802-802
mm-hmm.
at Gmail.
Okay, so we have that one as well. So let me see.
Yeah, that's
Fernando.
My main one.
Okay, so let me see if Fernando ever made an account with that email. It looks like he did. So what I'll do for you is I'll just reactivate it just to see if
okay, that's perfect.
Do. So I'll send an email with instructions on how to access not only RDI's email, but
okay.
I'll send an email for MDJ as well. You'll be able to see pictures. You'll be able to see prices of all the estate jewelry as well for that. Let me see how, because I've never done it for MDJ before, so let me see how I would actually have to do that for you. If I could do it for you or if you'd have to set that up. I think you would have to set up yourself, but it's real simple. You can email, password, and then you just make an account.
Okay, I can do that if you'll just send and I'm glad you told me because it may have been something he told me and I didn't really recognize it.
Yeah.
So when you put that in an email, put this is you from RDI and this is set up for a state
yep.
and stuff like that. So
okay.
that way I know for sure.
Yes.
And if
okay.
he sent it to the Jefferstone, I probably, at that email address, I probably didn't even open that, honestly.
Okay, so what I'll
yeah.
do is I'll just delete the Jefferstone email so that way I don't get confused and forget. So I'll just say this email's invalid.
Okay, that sounds great.
Awesome. So I'll go ahead and do that and make sure to prioritize the case sheets email. So that way, if you need anything, I'll be sure to refer to that email for some
okay.
information and updates like that. And then I had another question.
Can you hold on 1 second? Hold on 1 second.
Yeah, go ahead. No problem.
What are you thinking? Retail? Yeah. And if we can get 16 or 17 out of it, I'm okay with that. That's pretty. Okay, I'm sorry. We've got a customer in here, and I was getting a question asked.
No, that's okay. That's okay. I'm going to let you go. We're almost done here real quick.
Okay.
So just to make sure I got everything. So I'm going to send you an email with our RDI login so you can access our inventory for jewelry, for diamonds and such. And then
right.
I'll do the exact same thing for MDJ Advantage. So you just check out the estate pieces over there. And then I'll ask one more time because I always like to double check. Are you sure there's nothing I can send over to you, whether it's a memo or if there's stock, anything along the lines of that, now that you have all this information?
Not right now.
Okay.
But, you know, I've got somebody looking for something, but for right now, she don't know what she's looking for.
That's always the fun part, right? You're like,
that's
I want
right.
something, but I don't know what.
Exactly. And, I mean, we've got to decide. She wants something.
Okay.
1.5 to 2 carats in something, but her budget is not in that price.
Ah, okay.
So, in a
fair
natural
enough.
Diamond. Yeah.
Ah,
so. I'm trying to talk her off the cliff and, you know, maybe a little more, maybe 1.5, because when you hit 2, it really
mm-hmm. she's job up. Job. Yeah,
yeah, it does.
Okay.
So, but anyway, once she decides, I might be calling in if we could put something together and price for. That would
okay.
be it. Great. Okay?
Yeah, so get more information, give me a call, and then I'll be more than happy, at a minimum, just give you a quote on something. And then what I'll
okay.
also do for you is offer free return shipping, just to get my foot in the door with you, because I know this is the first time we've ever talked. So I'll offer free return shipping. We always do free overnight shipping to the customers. But if it doesn't sell, we'll cover the return shipping on that first order just to get the foot in the door with you guys.
Okay. That sounds fair enough. Okay.
All right. Appreciate
All
it, Kathy.
Right.
I'll be looking
Thank
forward to your
call. Thank you for calling. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.